In the interest of time, we're going to continue to move the agenda. Mariana?
I'd like to make the motion to establish the Office of Assistant Secretary. Could just read it. Resolve that the WBAI Local Station Board establishes the position of Assistant Secretary, who shall be elected for 1 year term by Eastern runoff voting. The Assistant Secretary shall fulfill the responsibilities of Secretary when the Secretary is unavailable and shall assist the Secretary as Secretary sees fit. I know that this is not an official position that we have had before, but I would like to propose it. I think that there's no, in the bylaws, there's nothing that, there's no direction that there is, that we should, we could establish whatever position we need or we want on the board. So I'm proposing that.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Second. All right. Rather than take the mic back, I'm going to ask for discussion of the motion. Our Paul? Yes, there is. I'm just not. There's a mic over there. Okay.
We have two. That mic is not on yet.
Oh, no.
There's
okay.
Another one.
It's not working. Please pass him the mic that works.
It's not working now.
One second, Paul. One second.
Okay. I'm wondering exactly what the authorization is, because I'm not sure exactly what the nature of this is, because Article 7, Section 5 does not mention
any kind of officer called an assistant secretary, and yet this is being presented with like officership. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, you said there was
some authorization of bylaws, I'm wondering where it is, it's not in Article 7, Section 5. What is this? Was that a motion?
Sorry,
I'm asking what?
I'm just asking that question. If there's authorization, where is it, and what exactly is this? I mean, it's hard to tell what this is.
Are you asking what exactly is the nature of the task and what exactly is the nature of the office?
The office.
Yeah, so both. And where it is in the bylaws. Okay. Thank you, Arpal.
The bylaws do not keep us from proposing another, you know, whatever the bylaws says, we can propose another position. It doesn't say that we cannot do it, so we... I'm proposing that we do it. It's not, so that's how I'm thinking about it. I think that the role of secretary, as I have noticed, is huge. I think having a support person and being able to have another team member being able to do it would enable the secretary to do a better job. I think that it would expedite the work of the board and would make things more efficient.
Okay, any further discussion? There's a mic right over there.
It's not working.
Go ahead.
Although there is no prohibition against it, the fact is that there are officers listed and the secretary is one of them. There is no prohibition against the secretary asking anyone for help that he or she wishes. The secretary always asks anyone for help. But I am against establishing a new position and a new officer who's going to confuse things when someone is absent and what is needed is going to be a mess. So, I urge any secretary to ask for help from whoever, but I am definitely against establishing a new position that is not listed in the bylaws, although it's not a bad idea to think about for our bylaws convention in 2006, if in fact it turns out that we need an official position of that sort.
I wanted to ask for those who would like this position, maybe it's a good idea, who do they report to? Only the secretary? In other words, does the board control that person as they do our other officers?
Does this member have the same responsibilities as officers and is then not able to serve on the Pacific and National Board?
I can say a few other things. If anybody has any other ideas, talk. Just my thinking is that I think, on the contrary to what you were saying, Carolyn, I think that you would, if we have somebody established that can back up the secretary and everybody knows who it is, it would make things less complicated and more direct. I also think that it should be the same way, Patty, as however the other officers are, and in the sense of having responsibility to the board, having the board have responsibility, the officer has responsibility to the board in the same way that all the other officers are responsible to the board.
Okay, I'm just gonna call one of the
Well, actually, we can't make this person a full officer because there are certain places in the bylaws where the four officers have to vote on something. For instance, if we want to have a meeting, quicker than 10 days in advance, it has to have the unanimous agreement by the four officers, so we can't have a fifth officer. I mean, I like this idea, but I think, and I don't know if we should, I mean, we're actually discussing the merits of the idea now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Far against, yes.
The merits, okay. I think it's a good idea, but I think maybe there should be a term in there to say that the person, the assistant secretary, will not have full officer status or something to that effect.
Okay.
Then we wouldn't have any conflict with the Bibles. I would offer that as an amendment.
And then it has been made and seconded that the position of assistant secretary will not be a full officer on the board. Discussion of the amendment.
I want to make sure that this person, and it is, I'm sure, helpful to the secretary to have an assistant. This person, in Paul's definition, I want to add an amendment to that, to Paul's amendment, the fact that this person does not have full officer status means they do not vote on this board and they do not vote on the Pacifica board if they are in the committee. Thank you. In other words, that this person, an assistant secretary, is not a member of this board. They assist the secretary. If they're a member of this board, they can vote, and we have 25 and not the 24 people restricted by the bylaws. So this cannot be a voting member of this or the national board.
Well, this is a member of the board.
I think that is already spoken to by the fact that if there are officers, the secretary and the treasurer are not voting members. So if this person were not already a member of the board,
then they couldn't vote on the board. But if they were already on the board, then they could. I mean, we don't want to take voting rights away from somebody who's already on the board. Okay, so that's just to clarify that. Okay, so we're still speaking to the amendment that this person will not have, be a member of the executive committee or have full. That would be a clear way of putting it, Paul? A clear way of putting it was the person would not be a member of the executive committee. Oh, there's no executive committee. Would not have be a full officer.
Would not have voting rights on this board.
No, I'm sorry.
That was my amendment.
It's out of order. Okay, I'm sorry. Your amendment's out of order.
Point of order. Yes. Could we hear the amendment read?
Okay, Paul, could you please read your amendment?
Resolved that the WBAI local station board establishes the position of assistant secretary. Such position shall not be an officer of the board. And then the rest is the same.
Is that sufficient?
No, I would prefer my amendment that they... Yes, thank you. I would prefer just an additional thing added as an amendment to Paul's, that if they are not presently a member of the LSB, they do not get voting rights on the LSB.
Okay, is there a
just
second?
Just so that's clear.
Please, is there a second to the amendment to the amendment, that if the person is not already a voting member of the board, they will not be a voting member of the board?
Second.
Okay, any discussion of that amendment?
Point of order.
Yes, R. Paul.
Voting rights are granted by the bylaws, so we can't make any new voting members of the LSB. Therefore, I would suggest the amendment would have to be out of order, since it's just saying we will do something that's already been done by the higher authority.
Thank you, R. Paul. That's what I thought.
I want everyone here to know that.
Right. No, we understand that, so that would have been a point of order in any case. All right, so are we ready to vote on the amendment? R. Paul?
Yeah. Obviously, some people have thought about this, but it seems like a new thing, and there's some question about exactly how this is going to fit in, I think. I think this needs more deliberation and maybe some clarification from Pacifica for can we do this, how would we do it, and what exactly it will mean. So I think we should... We should give ourselves some extra time. I don't think there's a necessity to instantly do this, so I'm going to make a motion to table this whole thing.
Okay, a motion to postpone this motion takes precedence.
Table.
We don't. All right, to table.
Yes.
That's to postpone, not to kill, right?
Table means we put it on the table, and it can be brought off the table at this meeting or the next meeting.
Okay.
I would prefer the next meeting, of course.
Okay. So is there a second?
Oh, yeah, second.
Okay. Now, is there a discussion of the...
No.
There's
no.
It's not debatable. A motion to table is not debatable. So we're going to proceed to a vote on the motion to table.
Could I just say, as a Pacifica board member, if the board wants me to, I'll take it.
It's out of order. Okay. Vote on. All in favor of tabling this motion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed to tabling the motion?
You can't.
Why do I keep doing that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Motion fails. The motion to table fails. We're now back to the amendment that states that the secretary will not be an officer of the board. All those in, is there further discussion of that amendment?
Yeah.
No. All right, let's move to a vote of the amendment. I'm sorry, Patty?
Yeah, give her a mic. Give her the mic.
I can ask Paul to restate the amendment. Why don't I ask Paul to restate the amendment so that it's clear? Paul?
It belongs to the House, so the Secretary should say it.
The amendment is that the motion remains the same, except that after the word position of Assistant Secretary, in parenthesis, is the phrase, who shall not be an officer of the board. And then everything else is the same.
Okay.
Officer of the board.
Patty? All right, now, is there discussion of Paul's amendment? Discussion of the amendment? I'm asking for discussion of the amendment that Paul just submitted, which is the phrase, who shall not be a member of the board. Officer of the board. It's getting late. Okay. Who shall not be an officer of the board is the amendment, and is there any discussion on that amendment? Carolyn.
Yes, I'm curious to know... I'm just curious to know, Mariana, perhaps, why this office is needed when the secretary has... the right to ask anyone for help.
Actually,
whatever.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. It's out of order. We're voting on the. We're discussing the amendment. We're just discussing the amendment.
Okay, sorry.
Yes,
you're right.
Patty.
How would
We're just discussing the amendment.
Why is it out of order?
We're now just discussing the amendment. That phrase, who shall not be an officer of the board. That's the only thing that we're discussing at this moment. Okay, Patty?
I'd like to amend that to say who shall not be an officer of the board and shall not be a member of the PNB.
I second that. Because other people are not so clear on this. It's important to remember that.
Right, so you're saying that the person who is the assistant secretary shall not be eligible to be a PNB member.
Right.
Okay. No. We're talking. No, actually, I'm sorry. There seems to be a great deal of confusion here. Officers of the board cannot be members of the Pacifica National Board. Now, Paul Cervell has just submitted an amendment to this motion saying that the person shall not be an officer of the board. That might then tend to leave open a loophole whereby the person could be both the assistant secretary and go to the PNB. So Patty has suggested an amendment. This will be our last of amendments, I think, an amendment to the amendment, and shall not be eligible to go to the Pacifica, to be elected to the Pacifica National Board. Is that correct, Patty? Is that a correct statement of what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second? There is a second. Okay. Discussion. Okay, there being no further discussion, let's move to a vote on Patty's amendment to the amendment, which is essentially it's inserted after. Resolved that the WBAI local station board establishes the position of assistant secretary who shall not be a member of, who shall not be an officer of the board and who shall not be eligible to be elected to the Pacifica National Board. For 1 year term by instant runoff voting, et cetera, the rest remains the same. All those in favor of the amendment to the amendment presented by Patty? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The motion to amend fails. All right, now we're back to the original motion. We're back to Paul Cervell's original amendment, which is that the person shall not be an officer of the board. Is there any further discussion of whether or not the person may be an officer of the board? Alice.
I would just like it entered into the minutes, even if it's not. Hello, yes. I would like it entered into the minutes, even if it's not in the actual motion, that this board agrees that no additional LSB person can be added to this board, even though, obviously, that's in the bylaws. I hope that everyone here understands that this is an assistant to the secretary. She or he cannot vote on the LSB, and therefore, not being an LSB member, cannot go to the PNB.
Point of order.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, no. This is out of order. It was out of order previously, and it remains out of order. Okay. Any further discussion of Paul Cervell's amendment?
I call for a vote.
All right. I see a hand up.
I'm just calling the question.
All right. We don't need to call the question if nobody else further wants to speak. So therefore, we want to pass this to Berta so that she has the... Okay. All those in favor of Paul Cervell's amendment... it takes a majority to... decide whether there's going to be a roll call vote. So we take that vote immediately.
All right, let's go.
Okay, all those in favor of a roll call vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed to a roll call vote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The motion fails. All right. We are now moving to a vote on Paul Cervell's amendment. Do we vote on? Yeah, Paul Cervell's amendment to the original motion, which is that the person shall not be an officer of this board. All those in favor? Oh, I keep doing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. The motion passes unanimously. All opposed? Abstentions? No. Okay, the motion passes by a vote of 21. That was the amendment. Now we move to the original. Okay. Now we move to the original motion as amended, which will now read: resolved that the WBAI local station board establishes the position of assistant secretary, who shall not be an officer of the board, who shall be elected for a one-year term by instant runoff voting. The assistant secretary shall fulfill the responsibilities of secretary when the secretary is unavailable, and shall assist the secretary as the secretary sees fit. Any discussion? Okay, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All opposed? 3 opposed. The motion carries. We don't have to ask for abstentions. Okay. All right. Next item of business is the election of the assistant secretary. I found them. Yes, here they are. Okay. Nominations for the post of assistant secretary.
I'd like to place in nomination Evan Tobias for the position of assistant secretary.
Evan, do you accept? Evan accepts. All right. Does somebody want to speak? Or have we spoken to this sufficiently? Can we move? Huh? Any other nominations to the position of assistant secretary? Are there any other nominations to the position of assistant secretary? Hearing no response? We'll pass out ballots. Okay. The next item on the agenda, we will not be doing public comment during this part in the interest of time. We have just a few announcements while the ballots are being passed out and voted upon and counted. Not at this moment. Not at this moment. Later. Public comment follows the announcements, which are very brief. The next LSB meeting is taking place on Wednesday, January 5th at 6:30 p.m. I feel as I've been doing the community bulletin board. The next LSB meeting is taking place on Wednesday, January 5th at 6:30 p.m. January 5th at 6:30 p.m. The place is to be announced. If you have any venue suggestions whatsoever for this or any future meetings, please see Nia after tonight's meeting. Nia is now collecting ballots. That would be the person to see if you know of any place where we can meet at the next meeting. That meeting will include the election of by the delegates, which is just simply the members of the board who are known as delegates for the purpose of electing people to the Pacifica National Board. The delegates then, which is us, will elect the directors for the Pacifica National Board. And the other announcement is that the Pacifica National Board will actually be meeting from January 13th through the 17th in Los Angeles. So if you want to attend that meeting, now is the time to get your pennies together and get your flight together. So that if you want to go out and take part or observe that event. And now it's time for general public comment. 10 minutes, and I'm going to ask that those who have already spoken yield to those who have not, and allow those who have not spoken to speak before those who have already spoken. I'm asking. I can't. What? It's a ruling. Yeah.
No. You spoke.
Okay.
Right.
People who have already. I would. I'm sorry, Mitch. You were not in. You were not in line ahead of the gentleman behind you. But you've already spoken.
No, no, no. You can't talk if you don't have the floor.
Make that every.
Do you want to speak?
No, we're not giving you.
Hey, Mitch, you can say what you want, but just let me say what I want.
No, no, I'll take 1 second. One second.
You scream it from the whole.
Every person who has the mic should talk. Open vote.
Every vote on the board should be an open vote. That's all I'm saying, so that listeners can know everybody voted. That's it. You should have an open roll call vote on everything.
Good work, Mitch. Good work.
That's it. And why doesn't the board have open votes?
Oh, yeah. I went to the last listener forum, and I asked this question then, and I'm going to ask the same question now, and I got to thank Mr. Lederer for speaking to me after I spoke and give me that respect. What? Okay. And I'd like to thank him for giving me the respect of talking to me at that listener forum, but I've asked this before. Gary Noll was fired. If Gary Noll's saying is true, that he brings in lots of money, he has a lot of listeners, he supported this station, he says his Arbitron ratings show him as being the top show on the station. Now, I've been to the Justice and Unity website, I've been to the BI's website. I want to see that he's wrong. If he's right, then why'd we kick him off the air? And if there's comments that the LSB members over there, that the Justice and Unity have said and quoted their sites on Gary Noll's site, if what they're saying is a lie, can we see some proof? Steve Brown, I think I read your report on racism. Was that it? I read that report. There's a lot of quotes in there. Are those quotes lies? If they're lies, then please tell me and show me. Bring in something. Speak to people that witness these events and ask them their opinions. And somebody print that, because I'm sick of hearing this internet gobbledygook and nobody knows the truth. I want to see facts. I want to see Arbitron ratings. I want to see the numbers that come in. I want to see the money that Gary has brought in. If he's full of it, then good, yank him. But I haven't seen it. And I've been to the Justice Unity website, and the quotes that you guys have show, like Lou Anne Panessi, you guys have called her a racist. And we've all read that letter that talk about the trajectory into hell and all other things. That letter was posted on Gary Noll's website. If it wasn't posted on his website, then would we ever know what her feelings were, whether they were racist or whether they weren't? So Gary's showing, he's showing it. So then why are we against him if he's showing what people are saying? Whether she's a racist or not, I don't know, but she said those words. And he put them out there. So why are we against him? Why do we hate him if he's just showing what people are saying? And I want to hear some answers, because I'm sick of this.
Fine.
Good, I'm done. And once again, thank you, Mr. Lederer, for giving me that respect. I will never forget that.
Thank you. Thank you. This was written during the report to the listener, the 6-12-04. I was writing as fast as I could, and I tried to get on the air, but I couldn't because of the heavy load of call-ins. And this is what I wrote. And it's going to be a repeat to an awful lot of people, but I don't think a lot of people understand or know or even heard some of this stuff. So it's going to be a repeat, but tough. This is Martin Atarian, who has been bringing information forward since the new LSB has been functioning. Reasons why. Gary Noll should have been taken off the air. Taken off the WBAR air. One, where he stood with the Christmas coup and the persons who backed it. Two, he aligned himself with Paul DiRienzo, a Christmas coup benefactor. DiRienzo was employed by Gary Noll. Three, Noll has every right to express his opinion and opinions and direction the station should go, but he should do it in person at this LSB meetings, not through surrogates like DiRienzo, Lou Anne Panessi, who is a major associate of Noll's, and Steve Brown. Four, is calling for on-air the listeners to hold back financially and not support the station with their money during fundraising time. Five, the fact Noll and his attorneys and a number of board members who were responsible for the Christmas coup tried to have the station put in receivership for what I consider a takeover. Fortunately, it was thrown out of court. How many people knew about this? I see one hand. Also, Noel has said a number of times he gives no one a second chance ever. He can't negotiate. You can't negotiate with someone who thinks this way. Noel does wonderful programming. Following him on his other stations, other radio stations, fine. TV, books, lectures, and internet. No one is denying access to him and his good works, but not on BAI, not the way he carries on. I think the placement of medical programs are more the replacement medical programs are more human scale and accessible to more people. I applaud the decision made to remove Null from the station, too, as I feel to save the station from those negative forces who would destroy the station by making it over in their own limited ego-driven vision.
My name is Algia, and I ran for the board last time. I ran for the board, and I didn't get my list back from Joy Williams as to who signed my list, and she said I was one person short, which I didn't believe that. And I had a problem with Mr. Ray there when I made the speech that WBAI is a nonprofit entity, should bring people together in the community to make space and business for themselves, because I'm a designer and I make things. I'm a drummer, I'm a songwriter, and you know, I don't need to be here at all. I need to be working. So what I'm saying is, I said that we need to help make jobs for the people that's losing jobs in this country and outsourcing, and this gentleman stands up and says, are you saying that illegal aliens don't need jobs? That burned me to the core, because a week later, this Indian Diné brother, native, came to my face and said, these are my people too, okay? I lived in Arizona. I'm also part native. I live in Arizona for 5 years as a counselor for Phoenix Job Corps. I've helped Hopi Land and Navajo raise money to resist the uranium raping of the land, okay, with music. Okay, so it hurt me for this man to come in my face and say I'm hating Mexicans and Indians because I say we need to make jobs for the people. That was before the election, and your money surplus was due to the election itself, and we all know that. And there's a couple other issues that happened after that, but my main problem is Don Rojas and Bernard let the rumors persist. Okay, they did not do any resolution. They didn't bring us into the room and say nothing. The second situation, I brought in the Rasta flag and the Marcus Garvey flag and put them beside the gay flag, the rainbow flag, which used to be Jesse Jackson's flag. Okay, Rojas walks in, takes me into the office. Actually, I was happy to see Ilambe behind him, because we spent many nights in Harlem discussing things. That's right. So thank you very much, but I want to bring it to the board's attention, this new board, as to how to resolve conflict resolutions at the station, because when I came back to the station, people in the station saying, you are not supposed to be here, when Rojas never told me that I wasn't supposed to be here, and now Shireen is going around saying, I'm threatening to throw somebody out the window, because the guy got in my face and I said, if he touches me, I'm going to throw him out the window. So she takes it out of place and saying that I'm going to throw somebody out the window. And that is out of order.
How are we doing for time on listener comments?
No, it's up. 10 minutes is up. 10 minutes is up.
Two more people if they will speak quickly.
I just want to get a response from somebody from Pacifica.
No, you finish.
I mean, it's a play dirty politics.
Okay, I was not going to take the privilege offered of women before when I was also in line, because I feel that we have a problem in WBAI, not of systemic discrimination by personal who we are, but rather of what we stand for. And I think that what I've seen is a pattern of preferential treatment and a manipulation of this election. And I will just reiterate that I, too, had my express ballot not counted. I just got it back a couple of days ago. I want that heard in public comment rather than just echoing Jeff Perez's experience. In addition, I was absolutely amazed to hear the announcements coming out Monday through Wednesday at the end of the election that, oh, all you people with your waivers, just come on in and bring down your ballot anytime, coming from somebody whose voice I recognized as from definitely one preference as far as what this board was going to stand for. And so I called the station to find out. You know, I was very upset because I knew of other people who hadn't yet voted, and I got a message off the record that other people than just those with waiver issues were also able to bring down their ballots, and that we, the rest of us, didn't know about this. So I wonder how much active recruiting was done for last-minute ballots to tip the balance of who got what votes. I don't know if anyone has raised this here. I was late today, I'm sorry to say, but who decides what is the difference between an unpaid staff and a volunteer, and therefore that additional 63 people that voted on the staff side. I would like to call for the nullification of this election. I think that the criticism of Gary Null is disingenuous. I have some criticism of him myself, but the fact that his program, I agree, it abused the guidelines, but the Listprog slate did not make those comments. And then when Justice and Unity got their reprieve on the air, it was an opportunity to not only defend yourselves, which you had a right to do, Justice and Unity, because that was a violation on Gary Null's part, but it was an attack on Listprog, and Listprog did not make those comments. They were made by Gary Null. So that was a flaw in the airtime about the election. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I told you, Bernard. So your fault, Bernard.
Yeah, I want to congratulate the newly incoming board, the majority, for getting their gloat on tonight really good, showing that they are in charge now, large and in charge, and further showing that what Ray said about conciliation on this board is a meaningless rhetoric. When the outgoing majority that is now in the minority had the opportunity to elect officers, they showed conciliation. They didn't have to have Mariana Gaston be assistant chair. I'm sure they could have had people on the slate that they wanted to be on the slate, a clean sweep. But you showed such magnanimity and grace today in your total seizure of power that I am out of breath. With regard for your justice and unity, okay? I also believe the launch is a fraud. Whatever, I'm not a personal fan of Gary Null, but he should be accorded the same process that we fought for when Bernard White was taken off the air and he managed to get back on the station. Curiously though, power corrupts, and since Bernard White is not a PD, he sees fit to ban people the same way he was banned. That is total hypocrisy, and I have no remorse in saying that. And I have to tell you one final thing. Thank you, Bernard, for telling us about the real allocation of funds from the Riverside Church function. I will tell you this. I am grateful for that, because now I have decided, after being a 25-year listener, sponsor, supporter, I choose to now reallocate my future donations until the next election takes place in 2006, and I'm going to subsidize a few people to get you out of power. Thank you.
Okay, I've just been informed that we have the room until 9:45, but that period of listener comment has now come to a close. We're going to move on to the next item on the agenda. There was a 10 minutes was a...
There was 10 minutes allotted to public comment at that point in the agenda, and there's more time allotted at the end of the agenda if there's time permitting. But we have a very crowded agenda. We really need to move along at this point. Is it possible to what? To what? As we move through this agenda, we will be inviting, we will be asking people to comment from the public on the item on the agenda. Okay? All right. All right. Yes, and I believe we've had pretty close, but there's plenty of time built in here. We have the room until 9:45. Okay, so the first, next item of business. Somebody has to make the motion. Yeah, well, somebody has to make it. Bob? I'm sorry.
The agenda says we adjourn at 9:30. We have to change that.
That's true.
9:25.
I move to extend until 9:45.
Okay. A motion has been made and seconded to extend to 9:45. Is there any discussion of that? No. All right. So we need a vote. We need a point of information. Wait. Okay. We need a two-thirds vote to extend to 9:45. Okay. Is there any objection to extending? Okay, there is an objection. So then we move to a vote. All those in favor of extending to 9:45, raise your hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Is your hand up, Patty?
Yeah, it's up.
14. 14 in favor extending to 9:45. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, the motion passes. We've extended to 9:45. Okay, Bob?
Okay, we're now at the motion, which I announced at the last meeting that I would bring at this meeting, providing the required public notice. And it reads as follows. Resolved, I'm sorry, let me pass out the copies. Resolved that the LSB rescinds the motion passed by the LSB on November 30th, 2004, which established a general manager search committee. And if I could ask the secretary to read back the text of that motion, since the minutes have not appeared yet.
You have enough?
Sorry, the former secretary.
The former secretary.
Oh, the former secretary. Microphone right there.
Is it working? Is that microphone working?
Test.
I'm booting up again because I thought I was finished. One moment.
Is there, while Patty's looking, is there a second to that motion?
I'm sorry, it's been seconded.
Okay, it's been seconded. Motion has been made and seconded. Ask me what.
Is it necessary to get the exact wording or just the
wording? Yes.
Okay. Patty, is this going to take very much longer, or no, may I ask Bob to speak to the motion?
Here. It's almost. Here it comes. Oh, a minute.
Because Bob can be speaking to the motion while you're looking, if that's okay. All right, Bob.
Okay, well, as everyone knows, as Mr. Rojas said earlier, he has announced his resignation as of March 31st, 2005. So therefore, it's incumbent on this board to exercise its powers under the bylaws to constitute a search committee to present a pool of candidates for the new general manager to the executive director. So we've been debating for perhaps 2 months what the shape of that committee should be, and the motion that was passed at the last meeting had a composition of that committee that is not consonant with the practice over various years that the staff, the unpaid staff organizing committee, has in its contract as the current practice, which is to have it be two-thirds members of the staff. The people who work there at the station directly with the general manager know what is needed in a highly qualified general manager and have to bear the consequences of her or his conduct. And so that was the formula that was in the contract and the formula that The unpaid staff organizing committee has agreed by in a recent poll is the one that they want to stick with. And so the formula adopted at the last meeting, which was for half the committee to be listeners. Okay, I'm almost done. And half to be staff does not fit within those needs at all. And I think will not have the best outcome for really truly considering what kind of general manager we need.
Okay, Patty, can you read that motion?
Okay, the main motion that passed last meeting, 9-5, was the local station board shall appoint a committee composed of 12 members as follows. 2 members elected by the WBAI unpaid staff under the auspices of the unpaid staff organizing committee. 2 members elected by the WBAI paid staff under the auspices of AFTRA. 6 listener members of the WBAI local station board elected by the LSB via single transferable vote. And 2 staff members elected by the local station board.
Okay, so this is the motion that Bob's motion seeks to rescind, or this is the actual, what do you call it after it's been passed? The decision. Okay, so that's the decision that Bob's motion seeks to rescind. Is there any discussion of the motion to rescind? Patty.
The last general manager search committee was made up of about 17 people. It included a lot of listener groups, staff, and the officer, all kinds of people, the heads of the arts department, all those folks. We chose with that group of people, which had listeners on it, and everyone else. Not this 333 thing that gives workers more rights than listeners under the new bylaws. And with that election, with the group of people that we had, we chose Don Rojas. So I don't understand what the problem is. I'm opposed to rescinding a motion that is very fine, that gives parity to listeners who pay for the station. And helps guarantee, somehow helps guard against management and staff unions being in bed together against the new democracy. And this is what the main point of this, having this nice parity, is, in my opinion. And I would vote against rescinding this motion.
All right. Further discussion? Did somebody... Steve Brown.
I would not say that Mr. Lederer was mistaken about the practices of GM search committees before. He's not mistaken because he knows what the truth is. The so-called practice of 3-3-3 is not the practice, has not been observed. The motion that passed at the last session of the LSB gave the staff and listeners equal weight in selecting a general manager. This foundation has just gone through an excruciating period in which it was finally decided that the listeners, who had been paying for, supporting, and protecting this network for 55 years, be given a voice in its operation. If this motion is rescinded, and what Mr. Lederer intends to propose, a substitute motion, is to give staff a majority on a general manager search committee, this undoes the entire purpose of the last several years' fight to win listeners the right of representation in listener government. It's like voting for George Bush. It's like voting against your best interests. It's totally going against the entire purpose of the bylaws. And I would hope that all the members of the board really understand that this is a proposal to turn the station back over to staff control, for better or for worse. It doesn't mean the staff is bad. It's just not a good idea. They lost the station last time, and the whole network was lost. This is not a good idea. Do not rescind this motion, please.
Further discussion. I call the question. That takes precedence over everything. Call the question. There should be public comment, actually. Is there time for public comment?
See how they act now, how they're in charge.
Yes, please, yes. Okay, the time, I understand. The time, yes, we're actually, we'll hope that people will address the motion on the floor, but if you have some other very pressing thing to say, please do.
How many people do you, how much time do you want to give?
As a listener supported member, as a listener supporter and a member of this WBAI community for over 25 to 30 years, and through thick and thin, sending in dough, well, every fund drive left and right, I've been supporting it in that respect. I've come down and volunteered after we turned out along with 10 million other people to protest the war. I've been standing on a street corner for 2 years every Saturday with Peace and Justice in Rockland County. And I want to see peace and justice for people that support this station and want it to continue to grow. And not to have the listener support as part of what you're doing here. You're undermining all this work. Yes, all this work. When Bernard White was out on his ass, I was one of the people out there that came in Rockland County to support it and to keep it going, and to have a democratic from the listeners. And when everybody were out, Gary Null put Bernard White on to discuss the position of the people that were out. In the midst of all that travail, he put them out. I sent money into Lutrice Lead, even when the boycott was on, because I wanted this station to survive. But I want it to grow, and I want it to be open, right. And I want input, not to get it ingrown like this. You gotta open yourself and open your hearts, so that can really grow. Okay, that's my minute.
One more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to congratulate the new board, the new majority. My only suggestion is that please think twice. Show magnanimity, show wisdom. Don't compromise on principles, but in other things, try to get consensus. One more important thing that I found yesterday I want to share with you is very important. We need to work for freedom, because we are becoming a police state very fast. I happened to visit a lady, and 5 minutes before, something that I wasn't aware called adult protective services. They had rush into their home, and they were ready to kidnap this lady, saying that they were cockroaches, and something that is out of a brave new world. But apparently this is just private agency. I have a card here, Jewish Association for Services for the Age. So these people barge into old people's home or poor people's home and try to kidnap them. It's something out of a brand new world. It's not only child protective services, and one out of every 10 children in Harlem is already in foster care. We have now agencies going for the old people and those who are defenseless, trying to kidnap them to make money.
Okay, there was somebody called the question already, so that means that takes precedence over everything else. That requires a two-thirds vote in order to pass. Please, the question. All right, the question has been called. All those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed to calling the question. 1. Your hands up, Patty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can vote. I can vote. I make it 2/3.
Okay, let's move.
All right.
Can the chair please tell us how 13-7 is 2/3?
13-7. Out of 21.
14.
Should be 14, you're right.
14 with her vote.
Okay. All right. So the question is not called. Further discussion of the point. Alice.
Chair,
wait, Alice.
Point of order.
14-7, it passes.
Yeah, if the vote was indeed 14-7 with your vote, which the chair can make or break a tie, then that would be sufficient to call the question.
I don't think it was clear. All right.
Point of order, chair announced 12-7.
No,
I call for a recount.
Let's just do a recount. Everybody in favor of calling the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All those opposed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
And your vote.
It doesn't, okay, the question is not called. So that we're now, the floor is now open for further discussion. Alice?
I request that this be a roll call vote and that every vote we take be a roll call vote. Thank you.
There's a motion on the floor. This should be a roll call vote.
And that every vote...
Is there a second?
There was a second.
There was a second. And that every vote be a roll call vote. This motion has been made and seconded that this should be a roll call vote and that every vote should be a roll call vote. All those in favor of this being and every vote being a roll call vote, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven in favor of this and all votes being roll call votes. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Justice and secrecy. You don't want your names down.
I would prefer that there not be crosstalk or people speaking when they haven't been recognized. This is a very large board. It's going to be very difficult to transact any kind of business at all. Please, Paul, you're out of order. All right. There's further debate on the motion as the question was not called. On the motion. Any further debate on the motion?
Call the question.
You don't have to call the question. There's no further debate on the motion. We move to a vote. All those in favor of rescinding, I'm going to reread this. Resolved that the LSB rescinds the motion passed by the LSB on November 30th, 2004, which established a general manager search committee. All those in favor?
Roll call vote.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're out of order. Please, all those opposed. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We want a roll
all right.
Call vote.
The motion carries. The motion to rescind carries.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the substitute motion. All right. You're out of order. All right.
Is there any question how we go?
That's right.
No. The motion carries.
Yeah.
13. Yeah. All right. The motion carries. The following motion then, who's going to... All right. Bob? Or Serene, I'm sorry. Serene?
So I'm passing out copies. They're slightly
old. Can you
pass the mic down?
All right.
I don't understand why. It's a problem.
I move that the local station board shall appoint a committee composed of...
Can't hear.
Really? I'm on mic.
Can't hear you.
The local station board shall appoint a committee composed of 9 members as follows. 3 members of the WBAI unpaid staff under the auspices of the unpaid staff organizing committee, 3 members elected by the WBAI paid staff under the auspices of AFTRA, and 3 members of the WBAI local station board elected by the LSB via single transferable voting.
Are there more copies of the motion? Please continue to pass them down. Okay, here they come. Orders of the day. We are moving on to the next item of business. A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there a second? A second. The motion has been made and seconded. I'm sorry. Could you please...
I move to adjourn. It's 9:45. Okay. Madam Chair,
okay,
I move to adjourn. It's 9:45.
Motion to adjourn. It's out of order. It's out of order. It's 9:43. All right. A motion has been made and seconded. There's a motion to extend. No. What?
We don't have the room.
Okay. We have 2 minutes. There's a motion to extend to 9:50, seconded. All those in favor of extending? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3.
No, we're in all of them. It's all
right. 3. You're not opposed to extending, are you? Okay. 1, 2, 3 opposed. Is your hand up, Patty? 4. All right, the motion to extend carries to 9:50. All right, discussion on the motion. Okay, Patty.
No, they're not.
They're closing it at 10.
This motion of where the three members of the local station board is not even defined as not being staff members is a very dangerous one, and I would make that amendment. I would offer an amendment. I don't want to even give credit to this motion in any way. I'm discussing the motion. There's a motion right now, and I have 3 minutes as far as I was told. The motion of three paid staff union, three unpaid staff union, and three listeners, three lowly, lowly listeners, six staff. This is not, as one man said, General Motors, where the listeners are stockholders making a profit from the work of the workers. This is the listeners that are paying for the station. We need representation to make sure that the station is not wasting our money. We need listeners who listen like people that eat in restaurants know what is good. And if this board and the listeners on this board vote for this to disempower themselves, I hope that the listeners out here, whatever side you are on, understand that you are being disempowered for the power of the staff, the management in power at this moment, disempowering the power of the new democratically elected governance structure that we fought so hard to get. Any listener member of this board that votes to disempower themselves and the listeners of this foundation by voting to give staff 6 seats and 3 members, lowly listeners, and I will, is a crime. And I hope people take notice of this.
Paul.
Point of order, this motion, I think it's defective. It says it's an amendment to a motion which has just been rescinded and doesn't exist. So to keep track of things, you're going to have to make it a separate motion.
I'm sorry. Are you at this?
We could only go by what's been handed out. It says okay. It's an amendment, so
all right. Well, Serene has some clarification.
It needs to be remade as a motion per se, not as an amendment.
I understand. Okay.
That this was an old copy and that we should disregard everything before the point where I started reading.
Couldn't hear you say that down here.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's moot. We have how much time left? You have to have a... Somebody has... All right. Call the question. The question has been called. All right. Call the question.
Yes. A roll call vote. Put your names to
where there has to be. All right. Hello. There has to be a vote on whether there's going to be a roll call vote.
Point of information.
Is there a second to the motion for roll call? All right. All those in favor of a roll call vote, please raise your hand.
Put your name on it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine in favor. Nine in favor of a roll call vote. How many opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. There's a tie.
Point of
all right.
That's right.
It's a tie. It's a tie vote. The motion fails. It's a tie vote. The motion fails. Patty, you're out of order. Patty, you're out of order. Art Paul?
Point of information.
Art Paul, Patty, you're out of order.
I have a point of information.
Patty, you're out of order.
Art if
Paul.
I may. I have a point of information.
All right. There's a point of information. Please.
The bylaws stipulate that the LSB is basically in charge of this and may appoint the subcommittee, create a subcommittee. Therefore, this is actually the subcommittee that would be created. This says nothing specifically about the method of voting. And this was brought up last time regarding how the voting would be done on the paid and unpaid staff. And I'll point out that the Pacifica bylaws stipulate that the voting has to be by STV or IRV.
All right.
And therefore, it has to be either entered somewhere or understood completely that there's not going to be any other methods of voting. It has to be all of these things, including the LSB, they all have to be done by, I guess it would be STV, since there are three to be chosen.
So that would need to be, are you saying that would need to be a part of the motion?
The chair should make a ruling that this is the case, so that we all understand this before the vote is taken.
Okay, I understand that our time is up. Do we need a motion to postpone this to the next meeting? No. This all right. Well, this will then become unfinished business at the next meeting, along with assorted other unfinished business at the next meeting. And I'm sorry, Carolyn.
There are some listeners here who have been waiting very patiently. And I would say we're not going to adjourn.
All right. Okay. Our time here is actually up. But is there time for some listener comments, or is there time? Is there a motion to adjourn? You have a question? Okay.
We have order.
Order,
tell what's
please.
Going on.
I'm sorry. The results of the results of the election for assistant secretary were not announced. I apologize. They are as follows: Evan 14 blank 10. Evan is elected to the post of assistant secretary. Is there a motion to adjourn? Yes, there is. A motion has been made to adjourn and seconded. All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor of adjournment. All opposed? Motion carries.
152. Okay, now we have to get out of here before they turn the lights out.
Carol, you never got to speak. Sorry.
Patty, you might want to tell the new secretary to correct all this.
Yeah.
Before it vaporizes.
I wish you were up here.
That might be amusing. Oh, that is.
I see you now poking on the phone. All right. Yeah, right. All you need to give me is your email address and your email. Your email, you have Yahoo and your regular mail, and I'll put you on the person. I'll make you operate. And that's the
I'm like your son. 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 I'm recording somebody.